we're looking at the Rock 64 today. This is from Pine 64. You remember them from last week's show. We looked at the A64 LTS. Now, this week, we're looking at this credit card-sized board, so half the size easily, and pretty close to the size of a Raspberry Pi, I would say. We're going to find out when I measure it there. This one... Should we just get into the box?
Yes,
let's, because this is an unboxing, right? I'll talk while I unbox. Here we go. So it kind of actually has a reminiscent look to a Raspberry Pi, if you will. Let's get in here. The Rock 64 is... Are you ready for this, Sash?
I am.
4K.
Cool.
60 frames per second. It's got full-sized HDMI. We've got an AV... port there. We've got gigabit Ethernet. Wow. Okay. This has got a 4-core processor. It's the ARM Cortex A53 64-bit processor. And are you ready? Oh, I keep saying I'm excited about this, Sash. This one comes in 3 different models. They all look pretty much the same, but there is a 1-gig model, which would put it on par memory-wise. So I'm talking about the RAM here. Would put it on par with the Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. As far as the memory goes, there's a 2-gig model, which puts it on par as far as the capacity of the memory goes with, say, an XU4. And there is a 4-gigabyte model. It's DDR3, 1600 megahertz RAM. And let's get a look at the board itself here. So we've got a micro SD port at the bottom here. This is for your micro SD card, which is pretty traditional for these small single board computers. I've got the 4-gig model. Yes! And then on this side, once again, we end up with an eMMC interface. So that, again, is a different type of storage from the micro SD. It's more reliable, it's faster, and it's just a chip that we can snap right onto the board there. And this device already has Android 7.1 available for it. It's got a Debian installation that's available for it, Yocto, which I haven't seen, and a lot more are coming. Now, this is a brand new board, so we're going to see a lot of distributions coming out on this over the next little while. It has. You can see a couple of different GPIOs here. So we've got the Pi 2 bus. We've got the Pi P5 Plus bus. We've got...
Can you move that a little bit closer to the ruler just for me?
You want me to see?
Yes.
Am I out of the frame?
A little bit.
Can you see this? Look at the GPIO there. Thanks, Sasha. Okay. I can't see it like you see it. I'm seeing this live, and I want to bring it closer to me. Okay, we've got USB 2.0. We've got two of those. We've got one blue one. What do you think the blue stands for? That's a USB 3 port, my friends. I already mentioned gigabit Ethernet. And, of course, just like you would expect with the GPIO that's available on this board, we can do all kinds of things with this. If you're a maker, if you want to add some sensors to it or other devices connected to this device, you can do that. Got a couple of other cool little things here. First of all, on board, we have a power and reset button. That's built right into the circuit board here. And there's also a restore button as well. And once again, before I get to the barrel jack, this is kind of interesting. This looks cool. We've got the infrared sensor built right in as well. And over here is the barrel jack. That's a 3.5 millimeter barrel connector, which is incidentally the same as the one that we've reviewed in the past. So 5 volts, 3 amp, and that's going to take it just like that. So that's where you get your power from. There's no micro USB to be finicky or anything like that. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Beautiful. Not a lot more that I can tell you on an unboxing video, but it looks well built. I'm excited about it. Got a heat sink I'm going to put on it. Let's get the measurements for you. How am I in the frame?
Good now.
Fantastic. All right. This way, we've got 5.5 inches. That can't be right. What are these measurements, Sasha?
That took one crazy ruler, Robbie.
That is one crazy ruler.
Maybe
bring
it a little bit
Maybe
more
it's like not
you.
Metric.
Bring it up. Yeah, there we go. That'll
Thanks.
Be easier to read.
Okay, 2 inches. I'm like, that is not 5 inches. Wow, 2 inches and 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters, give or take. this way. I don't know what measurements these are. I'm going to have to look at this off the air. Maybe it's like some, like we work in metric. This is all, oh yeah, it's centimeters. Cool. And this way we are 1 2 3 1/4 inches and maybe a millimeter or two. There you go. So roughly the same size as a Raspberry Pi 3. In this box here, got a nice little case for it.
Can these devices be powered over PoE?
This one, I don't believe has PoE, as a matter of fact. But you could, I suppose, do a PoE splitter. You could buy a splitter that has the correct barrel adapter and power it that way. So we've got these kind of risers. Once again, similar kind of design to ones we've looked at in the past from Pine 64. So the board is going to go right on there. Then we've got the riser that goes up there. And then the plexi with the ROC 64 logo this time goes right up there. There you have it.
So sharp.
Beautiful. I can't wait to fire that one up as well. We're gonna have to put these things head to head. And this one with 4K 60p and a very nice processor and 4 gigs of RAM and eMMC and USB 3. We're going to need to put some games on there as well and see how it performs with RetroPie or something like that. Now, we are going to need, if you want Bluetooth for controllers or something like that, you're going to need a Bluetooth dongle or possibly a Wi-Fi dongle if you want to get it on Wi-Fi instead of using Gigabit Ethernet. But this is a great-looking Maker board. Can't wait to fire her up.